I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
New Jersey reports a slight reduction in the number of opioid-related deaths in 2019, but state officials, from the governor on down, vow to step up their efforts to lower those numbers even more. That story from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
A 3% drop from 3,163 to 3,021 fatalities may be significant, but no one in Governor Phil Murphy's administration is doing a lot of bragging here. Take Carol Johnson, Commissioner of the Department of Human Services.
We are encouraged to see the numbers leveling off, slightly turning down, but no one's declaring victory. We have much more work to do.
For her part, her agency's been getting Narcan out to more people, and that'll spread out to include police departments and public libraries. And look for a more public campaign to promote the 24/7 program for addiction support through a toll-free number, 844-REACH-NJ. A half a dozen other agencies, from the Attorney General and Health to Workforce Development, are expanding their programs or starting new ones. In South Jersey, David Madden, KYW News Radio.